Okay, we're at Simen Vav, Simen Resh Mem Vav. We started Siv Beis. We learned the halacha, and now we'll get to the lumdis of the Siv. Let's review Siv Beis. Yilmid Adam Torah va'achakach Yisa Isha. A person should first learn and then get married. Now, in the language of the Rosh, kitzma lo isay limud lo yadana. It doesn't say an amount. The Rosh complains in Kedushin that kitzma lo isay limud lo yadana. How much is it that yilmid adam yishavak taira vakach yisay isha? But at any rate, that's the halacha. Shem yisay isha tchila I efshur lo ilasik b'taira. If someone gets married first, how is he going to learn? Me'achar sherechayim b'tzavaray. Because he has a mill around his neck. The mill is the wife or the children? Seriously, what does it mean? Me'ach sherechayim al tzavaray. Parnassus, that's the wife that makes it hard or the children? What?
More than one wife.
Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a lashon. He says that why is there Shemayin Esrei L'chuppah? He says because you should learn at least until 20. In the first 2 years after marriage, there's no rechayim al tzavaray. So it sounds like it's not the wife; it's the whole arrangement. What?
The
straw was the other way around. They left. Because they left. The Gemara says, halal halahu. Right. That's right. A wife, apparently the finances just for a wife are not as serious as for wife and children. Yeah, it's true. So I don't know. At any rate, v'miyev shaloi b'lo yishav, de shiitzer miskabro lov, yisa shetchila. If he needs, then he should get married. So at any rate, this is the basic halacha, which is well known. The big question is why. We have a rule, the Gemara says in Vayit Katan, that mitzvah she'i efshar ayadei acherim, a mitzvah that only you can perform, is deicha tava taira. So the question is, why Yisa Adam Isha gets pushed off in order for a person to be Masliach Haslima Achayra? And it's a difficult question because it's a steerer to the basic rule. So
nowadays, there's such thing as you say, kiss.
Yes.
There's no such thing as a Yasid and a Bechar
and Saborah. Will it change the din? If someone doesn't have financial issues, will it change the din? Okay, it's all part of the same question. If someone doesn't have financial issues, does that change the deal? Dr. Shulchan talks about it.
We're saying you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Torah as well.
But the halacha is, if you can't do Torah well and you can't do a mitzvah well, the Torah is nitchab, nay mitzvah.
You can't do the mitzvah and then go back to the Torah. The Torah is not affected by it. You can do the same level of Torah, I can do it now or later.
Alright, so there are two mahalchim that I'm aware of. One mahalach is in Rabbi Chanan, in Kavit Shurim, in Chelet Bey Simin Yotes. Rabbi Chanan says that the mitzvah, a mitzvah that's Efshar Ayadei Acherim, you learn first. He says, since Purur Avu is a once in a lifetime mitzvah, it's a mitzvah Chikayim once in your life. So that's like Efshar Ayadei Acherim, because it's Efshar Ayadei you 5 years later. Efshar Ayadei Acherim means if the mitzvah can be done through someone else, then you learn. So his word is that since Purur Avu is a mitzvah, you can be Mekayim at a later time. So therefore, that's the equivalent of Efshar Ayadei Acherim, and therefore you're allowed to learn and later do the mitzvah. Right, every mitzvah Shein Averus is Efshar L'Kayim later. That's what he's saying. Since Purim is, it's eventually a mitzvah Averus after a certain age, but the first mitzvah. But since you can do it later, so therefore, you don't have to be Deichet Tavet. What? Yeah, the word Zayde Achayrim is just, it's not literal. It's not Zayde Achayrim. But it's Efshur to be Mekayim Lachazman. That's it. Rabbi Chanan is titled this. He brings an interesting tshuva in the Marit. The Marit had the following shayla. A 30-year-old man married a 6-year-old girl. Now, without any political comment, the shayla was asked the following. The 6-year-old girl, or her father, only agreed to marry the 30-year-old on the condition that he makes a shvua, he's not going to take a second wife. So he swore to her he's not going to take a second wife, and he married the 6-year-old girl. The shayla is the following. Is that called a shvua lavar ala mitzvah? The halach is if you make a shvua to violate a mitzvah, that is called kvar mushma v'ayimim har Sinai, and the shvua has no effect. Nishba lavar ala mitzvah has no effect. Even a shvua l'kayim is a mitzvah. Is not chal, because say shvua chal al shvua. Any yemushba mar Sinai, you can't make a shvua. So the shayl is the marit. This man made a shvua that he's not going to take a second wife, but he married a 6-year-old who can't have children yet. She won't be able to have children for a number of years. So he made a shvua to push off the mitzvah of puravu. So the marit was asked, is puravu a mitzvah you do once in your lifetime in Yemakayim? Or is it that once a person has a son and a daughter, every minute he's being mekayim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah nimsheches. It's a mitzvah every day. And memela, he's pushing it off for a number of years to do the mitzvah. That's the Ma'arit Shaila. Rabbi Chanan brings this. That's how he starts his Simen Yutes. And Rabbi Chanan is machriya that it's a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah. And memela, he answers that Talmud Torah is dachi yisisha because of this cheshbon. That it's a mitzvah that you could do later, and therefore, milmatayra vakach yiseish. Okay, that is Rabbi Chanan's hesber in this day.
If you had a son and a daughter, and one of them died, then you would have been mekayim the mitzvah for
you. Right. See, that you have another opportunity. If you have a son and a daughter, and later one of them dies without children, so then the chiyuv comes back. Then you have a chiyuv. So then. You were mekayim the mitzvah once, but now you have a second time to mekayim the mitzvah, I guess.
You can wait till 40 years old also to marry.
Kutch Rabbi Chanan, you can wait till 40 also. Normally, a mitzvah you do right away, but it's Efshedei Achazman, so for Limad HaTorah, you're allowed to push it off. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a different hez. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I mentioned to you last week, has in Chelek Hay, Hilchas Talmud Torah. It's a beautiful... Likud on now Likud. It's a sikum of Hilchas Talmud Torah and Kuntres Achron on the bottom. He has pilpulim. So he says, using my words, he says that the kamus of a mitzvah is pushed off. The kamus of Limud HaTorah is pushed off for a mitzvah. In other words, let's say I'm sitting and learning, and it's Sukkos morning, and now I have to shake a lulav. So I close my Gemara and I shake a lulav. What am I giving up? The quantity, the amount of the time that I spend learning Torah is getting pushed off. Kamus of limud is pushed off. But he says the echus of limud, being able to be kaidem adregis, being able to... Now people ask me, what exactly is echus of limud? So it's hard for me to answer exactly, but you know, when I see it, I know it. You know, sometimes you see a person who jumps madregas and is learning. So he says the echus in learning, the qualitative jumping in learning, that is not a nitcha fakia mitzvah. And that's this idea that when if a person is taking his learning properly and seriously, so we know certainly a boy from yeshiva world today, from age 18 to age 22 or age 25, the way he learns when he's 18 and the way he learns when he's in his 20s, it's ain't a dime. It's a whole different person. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that the din that Talmud Torah is nitcha for kiyum mitzvahs is only to give up time from learning, but to give up a qualitative jump in learning, to be kind of medregis of learning, so that is daicha mitzvahs as well, and that's why by Yisa Isha it's different. Now it would seem to be a very big nafkamina between the two reasons. the Rush in Kedushin says Kitzva lo'isaydichoy lo yadana. He says, how long could you push off the learning before you get married? There's got to be a limit to it. So he says Kitzva lo'isaylimud lo yadana. I don't know exactly how much you're allowed to push off, but the Rush demands that there's a limud, that there's a limit. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tes Vav, says Mutar lehisacher, and he says that if Chashka Nafshay ki Ben Azai Rishay, you can even push it off forever. Now, that idea that the Rambam says you can push it off forever doesn't stem with Rabbi Chanan's reason. Rabbi Chanan said, why are you allowed to push it off? Because a person is, it's like Efshay De'achayr, you can do it later. That's not a heter to push it off permanently. That fits with the Rosh. The Rosh says that you could push it off because it's Efshay later. Till how long? Kitzvalay sadichu lo yadana. I don't know exactly how long, but you're allowed to push it off. The Shulchan, the Rambam, who says you can push it off forever, has to be holding like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that somebody who's on the Madrega of Ben Azai, that he's able to do it on to constantly be a Ben Azai in his learning. So someone like that is allowed to do it. The yeshivas, they usually have a Ben Azai club. The older Bachim who didn't get married, they're half like Ben Azai. The half that they didn't get married yet, they're like Ben Azai. To be kind of Madregas, the learning as they wait, so some are and some are not. But that's the, yeah. The Rambam is you go forever. The Rambam can't hold Rabbi Chanan's Hezver. He has to hold like the Hezver says in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Does he? Well, this Ben Azai seems to only make sense with the Shulchan Aruch's Mahalach. Could Shulchan Aruch also hold there's a kitzvah? I don't know. But the Rambam holds there's no kitzvah, at least the theory, would seem to hold that in Litta. So I want to tell you a klal. And this, it's the emes, whether people like it or not. In Litta, the reason they had a shita to get married older is because they could not find wives. There were very few women that were devoted to Limud HaTorah. It was very hard for a real Ben Torah to find women that were devoted to Limud HaTorah. The women were interested in Maskilim, they were interested in intelligentsia, that's what happened in Litta. So since they couldn't get married till they're older, they made a beshita out of it. The beshita was that they didn't get married till they're older. They started dating when they were younger. But they didn't get married till they were older. They made a beshita. It's very much that way today in the yeshivas. They made a beshita out of learning slowly. Why did they make a beshita out of learning slowly? Because it's much easier to get boys into it when you tumble over something, you know, for a week. You tumble over it. So the boys are not interested in getting into a sugya one day, another sugya the next day, another sugya the third day. They can't handle it. So the yeshiva started learning very slowly. Instead of teaching them pshat and breaking their heads on fitting the words in the Gemara, you tell them a Beis Halevi in seventh grade, and they're all excited, a Beis Halevi. You have to be interested, but you don't have to break your head on the Limud HaTorah, on the words. So it really, now they made a beshita out of it. It's a bidiyavet. It's a terrible bidiyavet. I remember once a seventh grade Rebbe of one of my children. I was talking to him on the phone. He told me he's learning this certain sugya. He says, I spoke at the Beis Halevi today. I remember I was very upset with him. I asked him, are you out of your mind? Beis Halevi in seventh grade? He says, what do you mean they were tumbling? I said, yeah, the five boys on top of the class were tumbling. The other boys there were like had dazed looks on their face, and you know, they don't know what they're talking about. And the boys come into the later grades, they can't read Gemara because they had wannabe Rosh Hashivas who became seventh or eighth grade Rebbeim that are teaching on Beis Halevis. I don't know, my Rebbe didn't teach me Beis Halevis until I was in the middle of high school. I didn't know who the Beis Halevi was. It's not the way it was when we were in yeshiva. So you should know that people make lechatchilas out of bidiyevets. Because you want to get the kids into learning, so they do it. I don't know if they're right or wrong. I'm not a seventh grade rabbi. But you want to get the classroom to be tumbling, you got a Beis Halevi, you get the boys excited. It's a bidiyevet, it's not a lechatchila. It's a test of bidiyevet.
What do you say about the Shidduch crisis?
I said, the shikras, we should daven well. What do you want me to say about the shikras?
No, but couple dates. They have to first learn.
In Tarvadas, we do our part. Our boys date when they're 21, 22. In Tarvadas. Yeah, all whatever.
This Rambam that says you could push it off forever, it doesn't seem that Shitas would seem to be contradicting the Rambam itself.
Why?
We learned the Machlokas with the Rush and the Rambam, whether or not it's a mitzvah to be married.
It's interesting. Yerachmiel is right. We were talking about the mitzvah of Puravu. There's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, Kiddushin, Makadish Isha. So Machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh and Ksubis, the first parak, says there's no mitzvah to get married. Torah doesn't say anybody get married. It says, Ki Yikachish Isha, Uvbal Lehosneya. It says if you'll get married. It doesn't say get married. The Rosh's Shita is that Berchus Kiddushin is Berchus HaShvach. There's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is Puravu. He says, "V'afshai de pilagesh." He says there are other ways to do it. So, he says brachas hashvach, and that's why Masada Kedusha makes the bracha. The Rambam holds that getting married is a mitzvah, and the bracha is a brachas hamitzvahs, and the Masada Kedusha is mitzi lechasin shalei labayish es misheni yedaya. So we have a custom that the Masada Kedusha is mitzi him. He holds it's a mitzvah. It's true. It's not answering like the Rambam. What do you do with the mitzvah of Kedusha? It's also a mitzvah. This is a Puravu. So the truth is, yeah, if you go to Shulchan Aruch Harav, it answers both. It answers both questions. If you hold that it being Mevatel Torah be'echus, it's Deicha Mitzvahs, and then it's Deicha these Mitzvahs as well. But we don't say that by Talmud Torah, that's the problem. Because the Isaac in Talmud Torah, and it's time to have a Mincha, even a Mitzvah Rabbanan, so we push it all, we close the Gemara, and we go to have a Mincha. So the halacha is that we don't say Isaac for mitzvahs Talmud Torah is doicha other mitzvahs. That's what he's saying. I don't know how much it is. How many years should he do to postpone? That's what Kitzvah say. Dichoi lo yadan. I don't know how much you push it off.
In the case of the 6-year-old girl, how would he be able to make a shmur like that in the first place? He doesn't know whether the girl will ever be able to be pregnant.
I don't know if it's a kedusha to us if she's physically unable. You know, ma'ase shaya kachaya. Sif gimel. Sif gimel. Emasai chayiv lilmaid. So this is an easy sif, which is a little difficult. Okay, when can you retire from Limud HaTorah? Ad Yai Maisai. Until and including the day you die. Shenemar p'yisurim ulvavecho koyim echayecha kozman shayasim b'toyru hu shaycheyach. And if you're not going to learn, you're going to forget. This is the hardest sif and the easiest sif. It's easy to read, it will go vaita, no commentary. I don't get it. Why you have to learn Ad Yai Maisai? Because you'll forget. You'll forget, and peyisur milvavecha call you mechayecha, and you're going to forget. So therefore, that's why you have to learn, because you'll forget. You have to learn because the mitzvah to learn has to do with forgetting. So I don't understand. Rabbi Sos Salanta writes famously that there are two parts in Talmud Torah. There's the ma'isa mitzvah of learning, and the treitzah, the yedias ha'Torah. He says it will be a ma'isa mitzvah. Yedias ha'Torah wouldn't be a mitzvah, so you shouldn't go to sleep at night. You should learn and learn and learn until you fall asleep. Mitzvah of Yediyah Satayra is you have to get a good night's sleep. Now you have to eat properly to be able to learn. But it's still a Maisa Mitzvah of learning. So this Sif, which I think is Lashon HaRambam, I don't understand.
The Gemara,
we'll move on. Yes,
Lashon HaRambam. The Maisa of the nephew of Yishmael, came to him and said, can I now tell him? What do you mean? How can you go anywhere? Because you're going to forget your learning.
There's no question you're constantly supposed to learn. We all agree. The question is this reason. The reason is to that's the reason.
Well,
that's the reason
to
learn.
What?
A person wouldn't forget, let's say. So he still has a mitzvah to learn every day. It's very hard to understand. Sif Dalet. A Sif Dalet is a very important halacha l'maisa sif. There are three parts to Sif Dalet. Part one is on this side of the page. It has to do with what to learn from in Torah. And we'll get to the other side of the page, which talks about Shar Chochmas, about whether a person is allowed to sit down and learn science, etc. We'll take it one at a time. First, this side of the page, Chayiv Adam, the Mechaber says a person is obligated lishalesh limudai, to divide his learning time in three. So a man learns 20 minutes a day, 7 minutes, 7 minutes, and 7 minutes. A person learns 20 hours a day, and 7 hours, 7 hours, and then 6 hours. Chayiv Adam lishalesh limudai, shlish b'tarish b'ksav, a third of your day in Tarish b'ksav, and he explains, the hainu harba v'esrim, which are the 24. 24 what? 24 books of Tanakh. Yeah, 24 books of Tanakh. You'll, what?
24 hours.
Yeah, okay, good. So that's a third of your day. Shlish b'mishnah. What is Mishnah? Hainu Tarish b'alpeh. That's Tarish b'alpeh. What's included in Mishnah? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that's halacha psuka. Mishnah, and I'll tell you Makarfa in a minute, is halacha psuka. It doesn't mean necessarily Mishnayis. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says include Shulchan Aruch. When you learn Shulchan Aruch, you're learning halacha psuka. You're learning the piskei halachas, like in the Mishnayis. And, I'm sorry, the hainu tarish ba'peh upirish tarish b'ksav, b'chlal zeh, you learn Rashi and Chumash. Shlish b'talmud. And the third, you put into Shas. What's Shas? So we say it's Gemara. But when the Gemara says Shlish B'Talmud, the Gemara wasn't written yet. So Yehanu B'Talmud, the Hainu, Sheyavin V'Yaskil Achris Dova Mei Reishisai, you should understand things from their source, V'Yaitzi Dover Mitech Dover, and you should know how to be Maitzi Dover Mitech Dover, how to learn and compare one situation to another, V'yidma davar l'davar, and to be able to compare situations. V'yidai b'midai sh'atayr in the drashas b'hen, and you shall learn using the different midas that the Torah is darshin, at sh'yayda heyech ikar ha-mitzvahs, v'heyech yaitza ha'asa v'hamuta, and how you come out that something is asur umuta. U'kuyayitza b'zeh dvarim sh'olamad me'pi ha-shmua. And the same things that are handed down from Rebbe to Talmud generations, keitzan. Now he explains. So let's say somebody learns an apple is by a priyates. That's Mishnah. Mishnah is apples are by a priyates. If you want to know why are apples by a priyates, they grow on a tree. What constitutes a tree and what constitutes a dama? So that is Gemara. That's Yom Medava, Metef Dava. You'll be able to compare it. You'll have a Shiloh, a Torah, you make it an orange, so you'll know. He says, Ketzad, Hoya Bal Umnis. Let's say you're a working man. Va'isik b'malachtoi gimul shayis b'yayim. And you're a federal employee. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend. I always offend. I don't mean to offend anybody. It's just a joke. What? And you work 3 hours a day. The test bit Torah. I don't understand if he's 3 hours learning. Why only 9 hours in Torah? I'm not sure. Kaira gimel mehem b'Torah shabiksav. Spend 3 hours on Torah shabiksav. Will be gimel Torah shabal peh. Will be gimel yavel davar mitach davar. This is when a person begins to learn. Look, Torah Shabbat is only 24 books of Tanakh. Once you know it, and you know your Mishnayos already, you should spend some time every day reviewing. And according to his ability, he should be learning Pupula Dairais, he should be learning, then he should learn the Beis Halevis, then he should learn all of the Pupula Dairais. So therefore, the Mechaber Shita is a very strict set numbers. What? No, you have to know it. You don't know it from one time. It means you know it. One time you go through it, you go through and you know it. So then you still have to... but you're going to forget if you don't constantly review, but then you could do it. So this is the Shitas HaMechaber, which is the Gemara. It's a Gemara. Yishal Shodem Libuda. On that, the Ramah says, V'yeshayimrim, Shebetalmud Bavli, Shehubolo, Nikra Mishnu Gemara, Adam Yaitzideh Chavasei Bishvi Alakal. That's Taisis. So Taisis says that Talmud Bavli, you Yaitze all three. Now, here... I have a kasha from the time I learned this first. I don't understand. The Taisa says that Talmud Bavli has everything. there are big parts of Tanakh that are not mentioned anywhere in Talmud Bavli. You can't, even if you know Shas Bal Peh, you're not going to know all of Tanakh. Even in Nevi'im Rishonim, some of the incidents that take place are not mentioned anywhere in Shas Bavli. So I don't understand. The Machabeh said you have to learn Shlish Tarshav Iksav till you learn it all. You're not going to learn it all. You're going to learn pieces, snatches of it, bits and pieces of it. And not every one of the kings of Yehudi Yisrael is mentioned in Talmud Bavli. So this, I don't know an answer. I don't know. The Mechaber says there's an obligation. Chayev Adam. You can learn. But the question is, how much do you have to learn? So the truth is that in the truth is, it doesn't say here a lashon that you have to know the whole Torah Shabbiksav, but there is a lashon of Torah Shabbiksav Kulai. Okay, maybe it means parts of the 24th Svarim. The goal is to know everything. Okay, I don't remember where it is. There's a lashon that a person has to learn Torah Shabbiksav Kulai. I'm just forgetting where it is. I think it was earlier in the parts that we didn't learn. But at the moment, I don't have the Maramakim. What? Right? What?
What do you about the Mishnah?
Oh, so a child, as he's growing up, goes in order. That's where it says called the Koha Tera Kula. It should be earlier, somewhere in Reish Mem Hei. Oh, I know where it is. It's always hard for me to find things on the spot. But okay, anyway, it does say Beferish. Oh, here it is. In Reish Mem Hei Sivvav, it says, you don't have it in your copies, I'm sorry. Back in Reish Mem Hei, Hilchos Malamdim, it says, Hoya minig bi'ir sholakech malamdim tinaik ischar, chayv lamdei bischar, ad she yikra toirish habiksav kula. It says that when a child starts to learn, he has to be taught, ad she yilmed toirish habiksav kula. And the Taz says, Tosham Ksav Kula, Mashma Bechalze Gam Nevi'im Uksuvim, Verashi Pirish Tavka Chumish, Lai Nevi'im Uksuvim. He says, the Mechaber holds, the Rambam holds, it means Nach as well. Rashi holds not that way. Gam Sim Reshma of Kosters, Nevi'im Uksuvim, Bechal Tosham Ksav. It refers to us that it's included in Tosham Ksav. The Shach says the same thing. Tosham Ksav, Mashma Kol Tanach. Smashma that not the whole Tanakh, chen kosav abach, because of shaloi kedin noegin ha'olam shaloi lalamin es b'neim Tanakh. So there's an issue here about it. And on that, the Shach says that we don't teach our children the whole Tanakh, and on Samchinon, on Tisis, who says Bavli is bolam min ha'koil. So the learning is supposed to be more of a complete learning. It's a big bizayin to our world that people think I know Nach, because I know a teeny bit of Nach. You know, like it's the most ridiculous thing. If a person today can recite Baal Peh all the names of the books of Treyasar, he knows Nach. He doesn't have to know what it says in the 12 books. Like if you can shoot off the 12 books of Tanakh, so you're a big babaki in Nach. What does it say in each one? I don't know. You know, I can tell you the names. Like, it's a bizayin.
You know a little more than you're a bucky.
That's right. It's a bizayin. People are not. Yeah. It's not a stress. He mentions it as well. He mentions chachma. He mentions learning, and then he mentions bina as well. To know Dover, Mitar Dover. So it's true he mentions that as well, but I'd like you to look at Shach Hei, Yeshem Shabishas, that Shas is Bavel HaKoel. Kosev Adrisha. No, we're learning halacha. This halacha l'maisa. Like everybody should suddenly be undertaking, another seder. I don't know, Nevi'im Rishayim at least. I used to learn Nevi'im Rishayim in the dormitory before I went to sleep. I had a Navi by my bed. I had one with the English commentary on one side, Hebrew on the other side. Depending how tired I was, I looked at one or the other, and that's pretty much the extent of my knowledge of Nevi'im Rishayim. I never learned the first seder. But the basic idea is you learn a perek a night. You finish Nevi'im Rishayim in less than six months. So Yeshua, Shaiftim, Shmuel, and Malachim. It's less than 6 months, less than 180 parakim. And you can do it. I just have to put it. And you can do a parak a night. I'm not talking about learning it with all the malbums. I'm just talking about learning it with Nevi'im Rishayim is, most of it is narrative. It's easy to learn. And listen to the Shach, hey. Yeshayim Shabishas, Kosav Adrisha, Yesh Balabatim. Noyagin Lilmoid B'chol Yoyim. What's Gefes? That's Gemara Pirush Rashi Taisvis. V'loy Shar Paiskim. And they don't learn the Paiskim. M'vin Raya Mahad Amrino Saif Nida. Mahad Amrino Saif Nida Tan Ve'el Yo Kharish Alas B'chol Yom Adof Lai Shabanay Lam Abba. V'li Nira Shiesh Lilmoid Sifrei HaPaiskim Dinei Torah. He says, no, you should learn Halacha. Kamayarif, Mordechai, Harosh, V'daymeyim, Dizel Shairish, V'ikir, L'tayra Seinu. That's the ikir we need to know, is Halacha L'maisa. V'enim yaitzim klau, B'limud, Gemara, Pirish, Rashi, and Taisvis. Da'ad, Netan, V'el Yo, Kvar, Kosar, Rashi, Sham. Hashayna, Halachis, Pirish, Halachis, Psukais. You have to learn Halacha L'maisa. U'mashu, Kosar, Rabbeinu, Tam, Kan, Shaz, Bavli, Bolu. Koi, Ama, She, Omru, Lefneze. Alimu teshoyis b'yayim, dikim sheshoy p'nai gadol, yilma b'shas. Aval hana balabat, yushenim loin demrakim, loin dalit shoyis, nebuch. The ones who only have 3-4 hours a day to learn, lo yilma du b'shas l'chud. Kenerali. That you have to learn halacha l'maisa. There's a tshuva in the Echavadas, Rabbi Avad Yosef, someone asked him, the person was learning daf yayimi for many years, and he wanted to switch. He was tired of daf yayimi. So he asked him if it's a neder. He's going the same amount of time, but instead of daf yomi, you learn something else with a chavrusa. So he asked Rabbi Yosef if it's a neder, if you need to be matan neder, if you could be matan neder or not. So Rabbi Yosef answers, the way I remember, I didn't see it recently, you should look it up. But he says, it's only if you go to a better limud. So he says, what's a better limud? Halacha l'maisa. If you go to halacha l'maisa, then there's no shaila about switching. So I'm not talking to you about switching. I mean, yeah, people have to learn halacha l'maisa as well. So that's what he says. Okay, anyway, this is the first part of Sif Dalid, the part where you're supposed to learn Tanakh. How can a person come to the Olam HaEmes? You'll bump into, if you're Zeicher, you'll meet Habakkuk. You see Habakkuk, you say, who's Habakkuk? Was he a Rosh or a Tzaddik? At least you should know that, there was somebody, Habakkuk, You'll meet Habakkuk, he'll say, hey, did you read my book? Did you read my book?
Somebody asked before, that if the person learned when he was 5, learned Mikra, learned Mishnah when he was 10, so when he gets to the point, the Yagel Batayra is when he's by the mitzvah, or 15, let's say.
In theory it is that way, but in practice it's not. No, it's not. It's a... Elif Nith Nasir, that's what I'd say.
So it's Ramah who says that Talmud Bavli is a substitute for that. Is that a substitute for the Kishiyagl of the Torah, or is it a substitute for the whole program?
In the flow, and in the Taisvis is going on that Gemara, it sounds like he's talking about in place of the Shlish. Whatever Shlish refers to, it's in place. The Shlish doesn't refer to a Ben Chamisha, which learns the Ben Chamish, which learns Mikra. Ben Chamish learns Mikra. So apparently the Ben Chamish LeMikra gives you a background in it. Once you learn something once, it just comes back more easily. But it doesn't mean you remember it, because Bechamish Lamikra.
In Israel, there's a thing, I think, called Zobermin, where they have...
The Zobermin program, okay. It's a controversial. I'm not enough of a bucky in it to...
No, they have it every 3 years, they do something. There are something...
Okay. There are different programs that try to cover ground. Any one program I'm not familiar with, but the idea is certainly a noble idea. So Mimele you know Halacha L'maisa. If you learn a lot, Mimele you know Halacha L'maisa. You learn the Gemara and you spend many hours on Mishnah and Gemara, you'll know Mimele. Yeah. It's true, there's a lot of Sifri and Sifra, Tanchuma, Medrash Rabbah, Yaakov Shmaini, there are a lot of things that are not there, but apparently we distill it down to Shas. Okay, so that's all part of the third, that's Filpula. Okay, now let's get on to Shar Chochmas. Now here it's a very tricky Ramah. I want to do the part that's a little easier and then get to the part where it gets a little more confusing. So let's start. Eilo Adam Lilmaid Ki Im Mikra Mishnah Ugemara Vapaiskan Anishach Machrayim Ubeze Yikna Ilam Azeva Ilam Abba. A person who throws himself into learning, he'll do what's right in this world and will be Zechet Ilam Abba as well. Avaloi Belimud Shar Chachmas. But not the study of other sciences. The Shach says, Kagai Sifrei Philosophim, Utchuna, etc. We'll talk about Kabbalah soon. Avaloi Belimud Shar Chachmas. Umakamakai. Muta Lilmaid Beakroi Bishar Chachmas. Uvavat Shlo Yusifrei Minim. You are allowed occasionally, now the question is what's occasionally, but occasionally you're allowed to learn Shar Chachmas, provided that it's not Apikursis, but if it's not Apikursis, you're permitted to learn from the Shar Chachmas. So here, the Maral in his Nesiv HaTorah, Perek Yudalet, at the end, towards the end of Nesiv HaTorah, he says, we know that you make a bracha on Chachmei Umas HaOlam. Somebody who sees a Chacham, the Chachmei Umas HaOlam, makes a bracha, Shenasa Mechachmasa Elabasa V'dam. So the Maral brings a raya from there that the sciences are also considered chachmasai, so to speak, God's chachma. The Maral writes, and I'm quoting, "Mizeh nira ki yesh lulmoid chachmas ha'umais ki lama lo yilmed ha'chachma ashum in Hashem Yisbarach." If we attribute the chachma to Rabbi Nishalaylam, you should learn it too. Ve'et svar alayme ki asha chachma hu chachma gemura v'kamokim ein le'losam in ha'tayra. And he says, it's not a svara that your person should go away from it. However, he does say that he's talking specifically about things that have some shaychis or other to Torah. It has zero shaychis, not, but most things have a potential. Now, of course, astronomy, the Gemara is mechayiv, the study of astronomy. The Gemara says, ki chachmaschem ubinaschem leinei ha'amim. And the Maral quotes it there from Masechta Shabbos. Kol Hedei Alashev Tkufes Mazolais Veine Chayshev. All of our Kosovimers play al Hashem Layabitu. Minayin Shemitz Alashev Tkufes Mazol Shdemiki Chachmaschem Binaschem Layne Yohamim. So the study of astronomy is considered to be somehow a fundamental idea for Yidden to understand the Chachma. At least of the visible stars, whether a person has to take a telescope and look further, I don't know. But certainly, the Tkufais, the Mazalais, to understand and to know these things. Rav Chaim Knievsky has a Sefer Shekel HaKadosh, which is a Pirish, Mishneh Berurah style, on the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaKadosh. And it's something very enjoyable to learn. I had a Seder with my son when he was in high school, Friday mornings. We used to learn it for about an hour and a half, from 8 o'clock to 9:30 every Friday morning. And we enjoyed it very much. In his introduction, he writes that the Chazon Ish, when he did astronomy, the papers on which he did the mathematical calculations, they only had numbers on them. He said they should put it into Seamus, because those numbers are part of Torah. Now, in the Lumdus of Hilchus Seamus, I don't understand it, but the message of the Chazon Ish, that's somehow part of Liman HaTorah, it's Shach Chochmas, which is part of Liman HaTorah, and that a person should learn it. No, the Pasuk says specifically about astronomy. It might be true. There are two things. One question is, what about physics and mathematics? There's another question is, what is the Pasuk talking? Pasuk is talking about mathematics. The Pasuk about astronomy. The Pasuk about astronomy. Now, what about studying the atoms? So that the Pasuk is not talking about that. Yeah. No. The math you need. Obviously you need math. You don't need physics. There's observed astronomy, which has nothing to do with the why, and then there's the why of it. I don't think the Pasuk is talking about the why of it, which is also, you may be right. I'm just saying it's not proof.
Even math
practice that seems to come about because of people who had some type of Kabbalah inside.
There's no question that mathematics is part of it. We count, yeah. So let me list the Zayin Chachmas. It's true. We have a concept that there are Zayin Chachmas, and they're usually the Aris Tavash in Rabbi Yossi Eipshitz in Drosha Zayin says the Shivak Neham and Ira Kenegad the Sheva Chachmas that are Kulam Nimshachim in Atayra. That's what he writes. The seven Chachmas, the way I understand, I have to translate that, maybe you can help me. The way it's listed in Rabbeinu Bachya, in the end of the third parak of Pirkei Avos, he lists them. He lists Higayin, which I understand to be language. Hamispar.
In Hebrew, he learns logic.
I think in him, I think it's language in the Lashon. Lahagos is to speak in Hebrew. I'm a modern Hebrew. I'm not sure that's correct. Tell you what I think. I may be wrong. I don't know. It says Mispar, which I think is mathematics. He talks about Chochmas HaTeva, which is probably physics and chemistry. Chochmas HaTeva. Biology is a separate issue. He says Hamidais, which I think is geometry. Or Chochmas HaNigun. He says music is one of the Sheva Chochmas. He has Chochmas HaTechuna. I'm not sure how to translate Chochmas HaTechuna exactly. It's psychology. Tchuna is the nature of, perhaps it might be mechanics, I'm not sure. The Aris Devash counts mechanics, it seems to be counting mechanics as one of the, one of them. So I'm not sure. Tchuna is Tchuna Sanefesh. The Tchuna is something to do with nature. And he counts to Elikus. I don't know what Chos Elikus precisely means. It means theology or philosophy. So that's the middle con, I assume, if they're the Shiva Kanei Amidairi. Now, it's interesting that, first of all, history is not counted as one of the Chachmas. It's not a Chachma, apparently. And then in Hilchus Shabbos, it calls the study of history Moshe Leitzin. It calls, even though the history of Klal Yisrael is one thing, and history of the world is something else. But it counts, it says that on Shabbos you shouldn't read history books. And Philip Achayelos of Mishra Moshe Leitzin. That's what it says in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. So history of Klal Yisrael, Rav Putner has a famous letter, which was his introduction to a Rottenberg Sefer. And there he writes that when it says in the famous Zayar that Torah, Yisrael, and Kutcher Briach Uchadhu, just like learning Torah is a mitzvah, and learning B'chol D'Rechecha De'eyu, that the Mitzias of Hashem is a mitzvah, learning the history of Klal Yisrael is also a mitzvah. So he's to the reference to history in submission Shinches is a reference to Sifrei Mulchamais. That's the reference there to the law, the stories of the battles, the wars that took place, probably that don't include. Now, I should mention biology is a very, medicine or biology is a very debated topic if that's included in the Sheva Chachmas. And now, to learn medicine, to know how to heal people, that there's no question how that a person should do it. But otherwise, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin had a big taina on counting biology or internal medicine as one of the chachmas. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't know what to do. I mean, to know how to bake a cake is also important because you have to have cake for Shabbos. But it's not one of the Sheva Chachmas. He writes there regarding biology, Ruba Dimyainais Shainais Mischachis Yaim Yaim. His taina is that theory and practice change on a constant basis. Ech yikru anoshim chachamim behechlit acha shekarev heyoysa muta berois vareisayim. He taines that whatever they say today, a generation later, is overturned. Whatever is considered generally, it's a very broad generalization. He's not saying you shouldn't study medicine and know how to heal people. He just doesn't say, he says it's not, strictly speaking, a chachma. I remember we once had a young lady in our house from the yuppie Greenwich Village Society. We were talking then about eating the vegetables that are grown hydroponically. He says, today it's healthy. He says, so what do you mean today is healthy? He said, maybe next year they'll say it's not healthy, but today it's healthy. That was just her sprach of the way to talk about a lot of these things. So there's a Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Mishpatim, Vare Rapa Yerape. The Pasuk counts Chabura Tachas Chabura, counts Petza Tachas Petza, all external injuries. So external injuries, we know how to heal them. You put stitches, you know how it heals, it works all the time. Internal, we do our best. But every time you have an internal Le'aleinu, you have five people with the same diagnosis and the same treatment, and it works for some and not for others, because the stand, just like outwardly space is, the universe keeps on expanding, and we don't know but a little bit of it, internally also, it's hard to know. Now again, the question is not whether a person will have medicine, the question is whether it counts in the Sheva Chachmas.
Can we say that
his taina stands true today, that what is accepted in one generation is debunked in the next generation. I remember there was a time that we used to get the New York Times. This goes back a long time ago, before my wisdom got the better of me, and actually my Zionist feelings wouldn't let me give a penny to the New York Times. More of a Zionist than all the Zionists who read the Times. But anyway, there was a Science Times on Tuesdays. Do they still have it? I don't know. I remember telling my wife we should save all the front pages that say this disproves everything we always believed in, that statement. I would say probably half the year 52 issues of Science Times, probably 26 of them contain the statement, this discovery disproves everything we always believed in one form or another. And that's kachidarka. It's the Chochmas HaTeva is so deep and so incredible that we do our best. We have to do our best. And we paskin, somebody says Mechal Shabbos, well, Mechal Shabbos, because medicine says Mechal Shabbos. But as far as a Chochma, it's an imprecise Chochma. Now, I want to tell you something about mathematics that I once heard, I think, from Atziel Solomon. He said a beautiful idea. Hashem wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, and instead he created it with Midas Harachamim. The Midas Hadin had to remain somewhere. So he said Midas Hadin remained in mathematics. In mathematics, it's Din. You have to be precise. You can take a math test and do everything exactly right, and if you're off by one digit when you subtract, so the answer is wrong. The answer is a number. And the number can be off by one or it's wrong. Exactly. Mathematics remained, Midas Hadin remained in the mathematics of the Bria. That is precise. That explains why when you count Jews, it's Ma'ir Midas Hadin. When you count Yidden, it's using that Mida which is related, still related to Midas Hadin. So counting Jews, you can say, why is Ma'ir Midas Hadin? There's no logical reason for it. It's a Haicha reason. But this explains that sort of Haicha reason that in the mathematics, Midas Hadin remained. In other sciences, it's a little off, a little this way. But the math, which is really, if you think about it, every science is tied one way or another to mathematics. Without Cheshbin, you can't have any science. Even music is tied to mathematics. So, anyway, this is Shar Chochmas. Yeah. It's true that somebody who's on the level of the Gra can, from the Torah, come to all the Shar Chochmas. It's 100% true. For us sitting here, it doesn't happen automatically, and it requires a certain amount of effort. I certainly would encourage people to, in their rooms in the house where you're not allowed to read Svarim, and instead of bringing in newspapers and reading all the Narishkeiten, put in a book, a science book in there, and learn the sciences there. It's something that a person at least can accomplish something. I once asked Rav Palm about taking a digduk sefer into the bathroom. So he said to me that a digduk sefer is going to have psukim. And if you have a digduk sefer that doesn't have any psukim, you shouldn't be learning it in the first place. So digduk sefer, yeah, okay. So the Sheva Chochmas, Mr. Rabbeinu Bachya, I didn't count astronomy. Again, Rabbeinu Bachya says, well, Chochmas HaTeva, okay, there's Higayin, Mispar is math, and there's Chochmas HaTeva, and Chochmas Hatchuna. So I'm not sure. Hateva may include astronomy. It could be Tchuna includes astronomy and includes the whole nature of the Bria. So I'm not sure. It's Taka true. He doesn't count astronomy as one of the seven separately. Okay, it's brought in the introduction to the Pas HaSadeh from the Talmud Agra. He writes in his introduction, a lot of our ideas of the Gra come from that introduction. He writes that when the Gra made a siyum on Shir HaShirim, he said that he has Chidushei Torah in Chochmas HaShir, in the Chochmah of music, and he said there are some Chidushim in Shir that could be Mechaya Mason. That's what he said in Chochmas HaShir. Sometimes when you hear these cars with the banging music driving down the street, you know, it's you think about it. Although in music there's a difference between melody and beat. Generally, in the Chochmas HaTorah, talk about the beauty of melody. And beat is more of a rough type of thing. And when you listen to the wild music, it's basically beat music. When in the weddings they start jumping up and down fast and slow, it's beat without melody. There's nothing for the neshama there. What's fascinating is that there's a book on music, which I had read in my study room. I think I even happened to have it here today, where they found that beat and melody are two parts of the brain. They're totally separate in the brain than two parts of the brain that respond to melody, there is meant to beat. There are some people who are more beat people. There are people who are melodious. What? It's something like that. Something. Anyway, let's get back to the Talmud Torah.
Not mathematics, but that Teva in general. Not our knowledge.
Cheshbon in general.
The way that Teva works.
All of Teva, to a certain degree, is
going to
be most laws of nature are that way. Okay, nachinam. Now, tchuna could be mechanics, which is engineering. Yeah, the Yaris Devash refers to mechanics as the way things work. Okay, let's get on. So this is halacha lemaisa, a person bakroi muta lilmay bakroi b'shar chachmais. I think in his letter to the Marshal in Tshuva Sarah Masim in Zion, he writes to the Marshal that in the time that other people go for a walk in the park to relax, I studied the other Chochmas. See, Marshal berated him for quoting Aristotle in one of his Svarim, the Ramah Svarim that we're not familiar with, Teres Ha'ilah and Teres Ha'chatas. He quotes Aristotle, so the Marshal berated him. So he defends himself. We have the Ramah's Tshuva, Simon Zion and Tshuva Sarah Ramah. He says, when other people have to relax, they go for a walk in the park, that's when I read these things. And Va'oidi says, I never read Aristotle in the original, which is Plato. Aristotle didn't write anything, which is Plato's writings. I never read it in its original. I always read it in the way it's quoted by Chachmei Yisrael. And that's where the ideas come from. All right, we're not done yet. I told you there are three topics. We have very little time left. Let me just... So we have three topics. You should learn Nach, etc. You should learn Shach Chochmas only Bakroi. And now we get to Limud HaKabbalah. Now here, it's mind-boggling the way the Ramah constructs his Lashon about learning Kabbalah. Now listen carefully. The Ramah says as follows. Loi b'limud Shach Chochmas. So Mekom HaKai, now listen to what he says. Muta Lilmai Bakroi B'Shach Chochmas. Uvavashay Sifr Minim. V'zehu HaNikra Bein HaChachamim Tiyol B'Pardes. And that Chazal call Tiyol B'Pardes, which is Shach and the Gra explained as Kabbalah, Ein lo adam letal b'paradis. A person not supposed to learn Kabbalah. Rak la'acha shemilei kreisai basa v'yayin. Until he's full of meat and wine. What's meat and wine? Hu leida isa v'heter v'dinei ha-mitzvus. Until a person knows Chochmas ha-nigla, he should learn Chochmas ha-kabbalah. So he's saying, now what's mind-boggling is, why does he group together Shar Chochmas with Kabbalah? So the Shach, let's see what the Shach says. Shavav. Abaloi b'limit Shach Chochmas Gagayin. When it says in the Ramah, don't learn Shach Chochmas, only Bakroi, he says, Gagayin Sifrei Philosophim, Utchuna, V'chachmas HaKabbalah. Ukiyazman. He says, Kabbalah you should learn only Bakroi, and V'zeu anikra ben chachamim teal b'paradeis, mashma. Shekol shar chachma zulas ha-shas, anything outside of shas, nikra teal b'paradeis. Ve'ina kein. Shor Rambam kosim se peridam was se di atayre. Shin yorei maise bereshis o maise merkava. Heim shachachamim kaimer I say paradeis. Says it's not true. Kabbalah is a fundamental part of Torah. Why is the Ramah calling it Shar Chochmas? We have Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, K'moy Sha'amru, Arba Nichnasu LeParadeis. There were four great people that were Nichnasu LeParadeis, which is a concept of knowing the greatest secrets of Kabbalah. Va'af al pisha gedel yisov v'chacham gedel mahayu loikulam hayu v'hen kayach leido lahasik kolad v'arim al burian. And even though the four who went in, not all of them were b'kayach to understand it. In purely absolute objective terms, Maisa Merkava is a Dover Gadol, and Avayas Tabayev Rava Gemara is a Dover Katan, Afal Pikain, Riyim Hein Lag Dimon, Shem Yashvin Daitya Shalodim Tchila, So this is basically the idea. The Ramah seems to dismiss Kabbalah as Shar Chochmas, and the Shach is Matmiya. He says it's not so. The Pesachei Tshuva refers us to a Tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer, which I think is the most appropriate summation of how to relate to Limud HaKabbalah. So I'm going to read to you the Lashon of the Shoyal, the one asking the Shaila in the Chaves Yar. And the Shoyal, Bekitzer, says the following. Balisi Roiv Yomai, Ruba Deminker, Balima Shasu Paiskim. He says, I spent, here is the Lashon of swallowing up his days, but he says, I spent most of my time, most of my life, learning Shasu Paiskim. Vihine Ruch Bekirbi, Yishachureini, Vihureini, Lumad Me'ata, Chochmas HaKabbalah. He says, now I have a desire to learn Kabbalah. The Zayar says you can't go upstairs to God if you don't learn Kabbalah. He says, I'm not sure. Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara to learn it. So that's the Shoyal Shaila. He says, on the one hand, the Zayar says it's important to learn Kabbalah. On the other hand, what do I do? So the Chavis Yoyer has a very cautious response. He starts by saying, Oily, that I get asked the Shailas, who am I to say, etc. But anyway, he goes on to say. So he says, his Eitzah to the person is, Lekabel Schar ala Prisha, Yoyseme ala Drisha. You get more Schar for not learning it than for learning it. He says, even though Chachmas HaKabbalah bli Sofik, Nishma Satayr v'Shayr Shemuna, he says, certainly it's important. But nevertheless, he says, and again I'm quoting, Kol Mishalai Kibbal Sisrei Torah Mei Rabbi, someone who wasn't Makabalit directly from a Rebbe, the Peshiv L'Shaikla Midaitai, and he thinks he's going to open up Kabbalah books and understand it himself, Oiver B'Leisasa L'Chofeso. He's over on the Aveira of creating Avodah Zarah. And then he quotes the Ramban B'Hagdamusai. Now you know the Ramban was the big legitimizer of Kabbalah, because he refers to Kabbalah in his Pirush on Chumash. The Ramban writes, Ani hinini mevi bebris ne'mana. He says, I'm telling you for sure, l'chol ha'mistakel b'sefer hazeh, if you're going to learn the Ramban ala Torah, l'bal yizba svara v'lo yachshiv machshavais b'dover b'kol ha'ramozim ashani kaisim b'sisrei Torah. Don't try to understand the depth of what I refer to in Sisrei Torah. K'ani ma'idiyah ne'mana, I'm letting you know, Shelo yusku devarai, that you won't understand what I'm talking about. V'lo yivada klal mishum seichel ubina zolasi mepi mekubel chacham la'izin mekabel. Has to go from person to person. Someone who is mekabel from a rabbi and teaches it. A maven la'izin mekabel maven vasvara behen yivelas mashava mayelas rabba nizaki mayne hatayelas. He warns people not to learn it, stay away from it, and this is in his own sefer. So that's the Chavis Yoyer. In other words, the idea is to have the greatest respect for it, and to realize that we're not holding by it. I think the Ben Ish Chai, in his introduction, not to Ben Ishchai, to the Tshuva Sefer, to Rav Palim, he writes, you should know, I never learned Zayar. Because when you learn Zayar, you know what you're talking about. Only time if I quote a Zayar is because I saw it explained by one of my Rebbeim or somebody before me in his Sefer. He quotes a Zayar and explains it. So in the Mela, I could quote the Zayar. So he says that learning the Zayar straight is not useful. And we see today it's basically a big mekalkel. It becomes a silly thing where people get up and they quote Kabbalistic ideas before they know basic ideas. A real mekobel is hard to get a hold of.
Is that the same as the Maharal? Learning the
Maharal. Maharal is a Sefer Machshava. It's not the same. It's a Sefer Machshava, which is great depth. Rav Volbi writes that those who learn the Maharal without a Rebbe don't understand it. And he doesn't mean the Maharal of Chumash, which is explanation of Rashi. He means where the Maharal goes into these esoteric ideas. So we think we know, we think we don't know, you know. So it becomes, falls usually down to gematrias or something that people take away from it. But anyway, this is part of the great debate about Limud HaKabbalah. So the Ramah here brings this idea of Sharchach Bisbakroi. The Ramah apparently holds you can learn a Bakroi. And whether we're right for it is highly questionable. And I say, hey, Mr. Shemek.